This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A fundraiser for the staff and performers at Club Q Thursday night included emotional performances from drag queens and employees of the club, many who had not performed since the shooting in Colorado Springs. Funds from the event will go directly to Club Q employees. COVID-19 hospitalizations keep climbing as a wave of respiratory illnesses continues. CPR's John Daly.
440 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's more than 50 higher than last week and the highest since February. Meantime, hospitals are still packed with kids sick with RSV. Here's Dr. Kevin Carney from Children's Hospital Colorado.
We're still seeing very high volumes of patients in our ERs, and our inpatient units continue to be functioning at effectively 100% capacity.
Carney says he expects the triple respiratory wave of RSV, COVID-19, and flu to remain high for weeks to come. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has approved Denver Water's plan to replace lead pipes that connect homes to the city's water system. Denver was the first city with high lead levels to earn EPA permission for a local program to respond to the contamination. The city has replaced more than 4,700 lead service lines so far, and lead levels are well below the federal limits. The city is also getting $76 million for the program from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.